News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Work has begun on some of the structural problems at three Dublin schools, and it comes as the department says they aim to be able to reopen these schools after the midterm break. So to discuss, we're joined by the Education Minister, Joe McHugh, on the line this morning. Minister, will these schools definitely reopen?
Well, we're working towards the schools to be in a position for reopening on Monday. The construction teams are on site looking at doing stability work on the ground floor. We're working very closely with the school principals and the management. And obviously, they will have to be reassured that these premises and the parents will have to be reassured that these premises are safe come Monday morning. So we will ensure that will happen. It will be committed to in writing to the schools. And obviously then the schools will have to make a decision then as to what they want to do on Monday. But we're working towards having the ground floor premises open on Monday. We also have a second team working on interim accommodation for the overflow, and that work is ongoing and we're making steady progress for that to be ready on Monday as well.
Okay, what would happen, or is it up to the boards and management then of those particular schools to decide where they put the kids if school continues, or if they keep the kids out of school for those few days?
Well, look, we're working very, very constructively towards the continuity of education. So we're looking at ensuring that the possibility of all schools with the necessary remedial work, whether if it's a whole school opening or a ground floor opening, with that added backup of having alternative temporary accommodation, we're working on all those plans. So as through today and into later on this evening, we're going to be in a more informed position as to where we're at in relation to all the 42 schools, all the field work, all the research, all the wall openings, all the investigative assessment, that has all been completed. So we're now looking at making those calls as to where the individual schools are at. And it's critical for the certainty of parents as well before we enter the weekend as to where they're at in terms of where their pupils will be going on Monday morning.
Well, absolutely. And obviously there's plans and preparations that parents have to make with regards to Monday and whether or not their kid is going to be in their own school, you know, or whether they're going to be elsewhere. This review, Minister, was obviously ordered after three Dublin schools built by the Western Building System were forced to close due to structural faults. Now, parts of the schools are going to reopen. Is that the case? It'll just be part or the whole school that will reopen?
There will be different situations for different schools, but with the assessments complete, up to date, we have the three schools partially opening, Thurlestown, St Luke's, and also Escarida and Lucan. But all that messaging has been communicated to those schools. There is ongoing cooperation as to see what the alternative accommodation is, and that is ongoing. But also throughout today, all the other schools that are still waiting on news as to whether they can open or partially reopen, we're waiting on that data, but that will be filtered through to the school later on today. But critical and kernel to this whole issue is pupil safety and staff safety. And what we're doing, we're adopting a very prudent approach. I'm being ultra cautious as minister because it's the safety of pupils and staff that is at the heart of my decision making on this.
Okay,
we want to get it right, and we want to ensure that the proper diligent assessment by engineers and gives the certainty to parents that the school environment that they're going into will be safe.
Okay, and obviously the parents will be able to find out that information about their kids' school later on today, presumably from the school itself or from their website. I want to ask you, Minister, about two other stories making the headlines this morning, staying with education, the primary teachers, the INTO, have rejected the pay gap deal with regards to equality for new entrants. What's your reaction to that?
Well, look, I'm disappointed, but I also accept the ballot, and I will be working on the request made by the INTO in their first initial correspondence to me since I took on the new post, and that is to engage constructively. That will be my messaging to the INTO, that I'll be looking to engage constructively with them. But it also has to be pointed out that this is an all-encompassing public service sector agreement for all new entrants, and certainly when it comes to the work that has been done and the achievements that has been made to date in relation to the new entrant pay And I suppose additionality, I'll certainly be working constructively and encouraging all unions to look at what we've gained. We can't get there in day one. It can't be done overnight, but certainly I would be encouraging for enhanced cooperation and also looking at the infrastructure that is available, obviously through the public service stability agreement, and there is a monitoring committee there that Pascal Donoghue sits on, and I'll be speaking to him as well in that regard.
Just finally, Minister, Garda whistleblower Maurice McCabe, according to the Irish Examiner this morning, is to retire from An Garda Síochána from today. What's the government response to that news today?
Well, look, we've been very consistent, and as a government, to find out the truth of the matter. The Charlton Tribunal has certainly highlighted weaknesses. My personal message to Garda McCabe and his family is I want to wish him well and his family well, and I hope the years ahead will be better than the few years that he's put in. And as Atisha pointed out, at the early stage during this controversy, his interventions and his confidence to stand up at a time was a distinguished move. He was a distinguished individual, and I hope I wish him well, and the outcomes and his interventions and this whole discussion around what needs to be done and what needs to be done better. And if anybody takes time to look at even a cursory note of the Charlton Tribunal, that has been impacted in one hand on a wider level, but by an individual having the confidence to stand up. And I want to acknowledge the role that Garda McCabe played.